I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. Glad you could be with us today. We start with a story that just gets stranger and stranger. I'm talking about the mysterious killing of the half-brother of North Korea's leader. The brother, Kim Jong-nam, died mysteriously after two women accosted him at the airport in Kuala Lumpur and wiped something on his face. He died on the way to the hospital. Now, it turns out that what they put on his face was a chemical weapon called VX. Charles Delfer is a former U.S. intelligence officer and weapons inspector. He calls VX the most sophisticated nerve agent ever developed.
What happens is that it shuts down the nervous system and causes death quite quickly in small amounts.
We did talk about VX in connection with Saddam Hussein in the 1980s. Remind us when it's been used.
Well, the Saddam regime developed VX. They used it in very, very limited ways. They never really weaponized it because it was a difficult thing to do. But certainly the knowledge for how to produce VX exists around the world. North Korea, it is no surprise that they would have VX or other advanced chemical agents because that's been the assessment for many years.
So North Korea was assessed to have it. Who else has had it over the years?
The United States, certainly, Russia, other countries that had nuclear weapons. It was developed in the early to mid-20th century when chemical weapons were a much more dominant part of defense inventories. But, you know, in the late 20th century and, you know, early the aughts, the Chemical Weapons Convention was having a lot of success in getting people off of that particular type of weapon. Most recently in Syria, the UN weapons inspectors were fairly successful in eliminating the Syrian inventories of nerve agent. They included the capacity to produce VX.
If the attack was orchestrated by the North Korean government, how worried should we be about North Korea and its use of this chemical weapon?
Well, it's not a big surprise. They have been assessed to have large, probably the third largest inventories on the planet of chemical munitions. So if you're in Seoul, you do have a lot to worry about because you're very close to the border with North Korea. You're only about 30 miles away, and North Korea can put VX into artillery rockets or artillery shells and launch them into downtown Seoul. So it makes the problem very complicated. The attack does seem to confirm that North Korea does have this advanced agent, and that's pretty interesting.
How is it possible that these alleged assailants could have done this attack and still be alive themselves if it's so deadly?
Well, that's the tricky part. For the North Koreans to use VX as an assassination tool is a tricky matter because you don't want the person who's using it to die in the process. And so normally there are two chemical elements which are only mixed together when you want to use the stuff. It's sort of like, you know, epoxy, where you take the two elements together and it doesn't start really becoming active until they're together. So clever people can figure out ways of doing that and to live to tell the tale.
How startled were you by this whole revelation?
Under the rubric of North Korea, there's very little, I think, that surprises most people. It's really interesting because the data that will be derived from just even these tiny samples will tell us a fair amount about what the North Koreans have done. There are various ways, for example, of making VX, and we'll learn a fair amount about the program if people take these chemicals apart and figure out what molecules are there and how they made it. They may even learn a little bit about how the North Koreans got the knowledge to create this agent. You know, they're just a strange country, and, you know, it's more evidence of why we should worry about their possession of not just these weapons, but nuclear weapons.
Former weapons inspector Charles Delfer, thanks so much.
Thank you.